So how much does it really cost to maintain that no-fly zone in Libya?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. Some members of Congress are criticizing President Obama for signing off on the military campaign in Libya. For one, members claim he didn't go through Congress in the first place. But there's also blowback on the amount of money the mission's going to cost. And today's crash of a U.S. fighter jet in Libya is likely to exacerbate that argument. According to the government, the F-15 wasn't shot down. It had mechanical problems. And both pilots, fortunately, ejected safely. But a plane like that is not cheap. Marketplace's David Gura has been looking into the American costs of maintaining the no-fly zone, and he's with us now. Good morning, David.
Hey, Steve.
Thanks for being here live. First of all, how do you begin to calculate how much all this is going to cost?
Well, I talked to Todd Harrison. He's with the Center for Strategic and Budgetary Assessments. He estimates this no-fly zone could cost as much as $16 billion. Harrison came up with that number by looking at data from no-fly zones the U.S. has enforced in the past over Kosovo and Iraq. To cover 1 square mile in Iraq for 1 year was $11,000. Now, Libya is about 6 times bigger, so Harrison estimates this no-fly zone will cost somewhere between $100 and $300 million every week. But he said, keep in mind that figure doesn't include how much it costs to get this thing up and running.
In order to have air superiority over the whole country, you're going to have to go in initially and take out a lot of targets, you know, surface-to-air missile sites, command and control facilities, things like that.
Harrison estimates each of those targets costs about $2 million on average, Steve. So the startup costs are probably somewhere around $500 million.
So why so expensive?
Well, it costs a lot of money just to keep jets in the air, and the equipment itself is expensive. Harrison said a Tomahawk cruise missile costs about $1.5 million, and a plane like the one that went down, you can't get one of those for less than $30 million.
All right. Marketplace's David Gura. David, thanks.
Thank you.
The United Auto Workers starts a 3-day meeting in Detroit today. Contract talks with the big three automakers start this summer. And because those companies, the automakers, are doing better these days, the UAW wants a little piece of the action. Here's Marketplace's Elisa Roth.
Brett Ward has spent the last 17 years working for Chrysler. Like other auto workers, he made big concessions when his company got into trouble in 2008. He points out carmakers push through a 2-tiered wage system, which pays new employees a much lower hourly rate. And now he wants something back.
I don't feel that we need to be making the sacrifices as much as management needs to make the sacrifices.
Ford and GM both earned money last year. Chrysler expects to be profitable this year. All three have recently given workers bonuses. Tom Culkin is a management professor at MIT's business school. He says the big three have to share the new wealth with their workers.
They've got to find a way to increase pay slowly, but do so in the context of sharing the benefits of the profits that Ford and GM achieve.
GM and Chrysler workers can't strike under the terms of their company's government loans. And at this point, Cohen thinks it's unlikely Ford workers will strike either. I'm Elisa Roth for Marketplace.
Let's do the numbers. Markets are lower right now. Barely, though. The S&P off anywhere between 1 and 2%. Same for the NASDAQ. The Dow pretty much flat, down 5 points now at 12,031. Tokyo's Nikkei surged today 4.5%. Airline United Continental said it's raising fares across the board, $10 round trip. Research in Motion says it's going to start selling its BlackBerry Playbook computer tablet starting April 19th. The cost? Just under $500.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Mini, with 37 miles per gallon and 3 years or 36,000 miles of boot-to-bonnet maintenance. MiniUSA.com/info. By Mass Mutual, a mutual life insurance company owned by its members and policyholders. Learn more at MassMutual.com/mutuality. And by Reputation.com, helping small business owners, professionals, and executives monitor, protect, and improve their online reputations. Reputation.com.
A lot of provisions in the now one-year-old health care law don't ramp up for a few years, including the development of insurance cooperatives, or co-ops. Well, some health centers are trying to get a head start, as Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer reports.
The clinic is in Howard County, Maryland, just outside Baltimore. Posters on the wall urge preventive dental care for babies and tell pregnant women with AIDS to get counseling. The clinic is part of a county program for the uninsured and working poor called Healthy Howard. Patients pay $50 to $85 a month for a set number of doctor visits.
All right. Let me have a seat here. Let me check you out.
Deborah Dunn is a physician's assistant with Healthy Howard. She's seen a lot of people who lost their jobs and insurance during the financial crisis.
Well, I'm seeing the patients having heart attacks and strokes as a result of not being able to afford their medications because of losing their insurances.
These are the types of people the co-op would serve. Healthy Howard and the co-op are the brainchild of the county health officer, Dr. Peter Bielenson. He's using Healthy Howard as a blueprint for his co-op, taking it statewide. Bielenson's co-op would charge a low monthly premium. Patients would see staff doctors who earn a straight salary instead of being paid by the procedure. Each patient would be given a personal health coach and action plan to kick bad habits. Sounds hokey, but Bielenson says it's paid off at Healthy Howard.
Poor eating habits, lack of exercise, smoking. So we work on all of those things, and that's helped to reduce costs.
And that's the idea behind the co-ops, inject some nimble competition into a health insurance market dominated by giants. Sabrina Corlett is a health policy analyst at Georgetown University.
You have in many states one or two big insurers dominating 70, 80, even 90% of the market. So the whole idea behind the co-op plans was to use that competition to bring prices down for consumers.
Bielenson says the co-op would charge about $300 a month for a family of four. Maryland will be setting up an exchange where people can shop for health insurance as part of the health care law. Bielenson expects the co-op to be listed when the exchange opens in 2014. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.
And finally, German automaker Porsche says it would like to contribute to cleaning up the environment. The new 918 sports car will reduce carbon emissions and empty the wallets of millionaires everywhere. The plug-in hybrid comes in 2013 at a cost of $845,000. It'll jet from 0 to 60 in an incredible 3.2 seconds, but you won't jet for long in electric-only mode with a range of only 16 miles between plug-ins. I'm Steve Chiatakis in Los Angeles. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. And this is APM, American Public Media.
Don't mess around with fire because the little things can make a big difference.
If all homes were sprinklered, we would anticipate that the death rate due to fires would go down by at least 83% based on cost-benefit studies.
I'm Kai Rizdahl, the Freakonomics of Fire and the numbers from Wall Street as well. That's next time on Marketplace from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.